your business, the one you're thinking about starting, the one that's about to start, the one that's already established, or even the one that you work in that's not yours. How's it doing? Is it successful? Is it profitable? Do you need it to be? And what does that actually mean to you? So how much money do you need to make? How many customers and clients do you need to have? What kind of profit margin do you need to have? And there's lots of argument and lots of discussion and lots of people with opinions about how to make a business successful. Is it the marketing? Is it the sales? Is it the business systems? And is it a combination of all of those? Possibly. But what if you could apply these three things? So if people are curious about your product, if people are excited about your product and or service, of course, and if they are anticipating what's happening next in your business. So curious, excited, and anticipation. I'll say it again. Curiosity, excitement, and anticipation. If you're about to start a business and your potential customers and clients are feeling that about your business, how do you think it's going to go? If you have an established business and you want it to grow, what if you could create more curiosity, excitement, and anticipation about what you're doing? And if you have just got some business ideas and you'd like to choose your own hours, be your own boss, work in the places and with the people and go on holidays at the time that suits you, all the beautiful things about having your own business. And even a step further, if you work for somebody else, so you have no interest in having your own business, but you are capable of creating curiosity, excitement, and anticipation for the product or service of the business that you work in, could you become more valuable? Could you get promoted? Could you earn more money? Could you choose when you'd like to go on holidays? All the great things about a successful business. So how do we create curiosity, excitement, and anticipation? And again, what if it was really simple? So if you could put business into a simple headspace of understanding, which simply goes like this: find a problem, find a solution, and create a wow experience. Now, I use the word wow because it's one of my favorite words. It's easy to spell. You can put a big smile on your face when you say it. And if people are saying wow about your product or service, is it possible that your business will grow? Now, that might not be your word. You might choose another one. But if there is a problem, challenge, something in people's lives that they don't like or they want to fix or they want to make better or they want to make more exciting or fitter or healthier or stronger or safer, or all the reasons why we buy things. So what's the problem? What is the solution? And if your product or service can provide people with a solution to something in their life that they want to change, is it possible that you'll have a successful product or service? But if you are competing with other people that have the same product or service, is it possible then that you'll need to create a wow experience? Which means when people buy your product or service or they buy it from you, there is curiosity about what you do, there's excitement about what you do, and there's anticipation about what you're going to do next. So we'll start at the beginning. If you are a business owner who is constantly thinking about that, how can I get people more curious about my business, my product or service? How can I get them excited about what I do? And how can I keep the anticipation levels high, which means we're always doing something unique or different, or we're changing things up, or we're making things better and better all of the time? And I share that because the best in the world, the best companies in the world, even if they are considered to be the best, and there's some brands where when you say the name, people would say, oh yeah, they're the best in the world at that. But those people are the ones that are most conscious about creating anticipation for the next product. So the most powerful one to think about is probably the Apple company. They are really, really good at creating anticipation. This is what the new product's going to look like. This is what it's going to be able to do. Isn't it exciting? So people get curious and they get excited and then they can't wait. They've got a heightened level of anticipation for what's going to be coming next. So if you are starting a business or you've got a great idea, and if it's unique and different and it's never been done before, that's pretty bloody exciting because that's easy to create curiosity, very easy to create excitement if it's going to add value to people's lives, and of course very easy to create anticipation because nobody's ever seen it before, it's never been done before. And there are quite a few companies now who are creating things like space travel. It's never been done before, so who's going to be the first one, and isn't it going to be exciting, and anticipate what it's going to be like. So take note if you are the person that is excited about business and studying excellence, and I've obviously just described myself. I love watching what the best in the world do. Car manufacturers are really good at it. If they're creating a new model, they create a lot of curiosity about why is it going to be different and what is it going to do. And they get people excited about what it's going to do and how it's going to add value to their life. And then they create massive amounts of anticipation because it's going to happen in 1 week or 1 month or 59 days. And that's the really big thing to keep in mind. So if you're going to have a grand opening for your business, online or offline, it doesn't matter. If you are, and particularly, and I'll use online for example, because a lot of people now thinking about, well, how can I leverage my time so I've got an online business so I don't have to pay rent for a building or buy a building. I might not even need to store any product because I'm going to be providing a service. How can I create curiosity, excitement, and anticipation for my new online business? And the beautiful thing about an online business, and of course it transfers into a face-to-face business, but if you have a website, if you have a Facebook page, if you have or you are using all forms of social media platforms to create those three things, and I'll share them again, because if you can put them into your headspace on a regular basis, what am I doing to get people curious, excited, and to be anticipating what we're going to do next? Could it be possible that that forces you to think differently about your product, your service, your marketing, your sales, the way you do things? Because obviously that headspace forces you to be excited about your own product, to be curious about what will people like and what don't they like and how can I make it different and how can I make it unique. And that those, of course, are the fundamentals of business. If people are excited about your product or service, is it possible that not only will they want to buy it or be involved with it or sign up for it or become a member, but is it possible that they'll be telling other people about it as well? And then, of course, they get excited about the anticipation of it happening. So that if we work backwards, if you're going to open a business, could it be a really good idea to decide the exact day, date, and time and tell people online or face-to-face that there are this number of days, months, or even years before we're going to be launching this product or service? So, for example, and I'll use the space race again, the guys that want to take people on holidays into space, they have been selling that particular product for many years. They've been counting down. It's going to be 20 years, 10 years, 9 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 11 months, 7 months, 5 months, 2 months before we go up into space. And that created anticipation because people could literally watch the clock counting down. So if you are launching your business online, one of the really important things that's been suggested is to have a countdown. How many days, minutes, seconds before this product or service will be available? Is it possible that that could create anticipation? And of course, create excitement. But to get people curious, there's the important rule of marketing, which is what's in it for me to buy your product or service. And then the big rule of marketing, which is AIDA, how do I get people's attention? How do I create interest, which will then create desire for them to take action, to be involved? So online or offline, what are you going to share with people that your business can do that either no other business can do for them? And remember the big fundamental rule of business: find a problem, find a solution, and create a wow experience. So whatever the problem is, point it out and make it really painful or make it really complicated or hard, or if people have to keep putting up with this particular thing that's stopping them from being happy, healthy, fit, strong, safe, have a better life, have a more fun life. Point out what the problem is. And then, of course, provide the solution. And the solution that you provide has to be unique and different from what everybody else is doing, because, of course, that will create curiosity and excitement. I'm going to go and do this with these people because they're doing it uniquely different to anybody else. And they're going to be doing it on this particular day, date, and time. So your website, your Facebook page, your Instagram, the sign on your building, the sign on your car, if it can be changeable. And obviously if it's on online, it's really easy to keep changing it. The next thing that's really interesting, and a lot of the behavioral scientists and business experts are now suggesting, is that we don't do business with a product or service, we do business with a person. Who's the person behind the product or service, and why are they doing it? What's the purpose of creating that product or service? Who's the person that is most excited about it? And of course, should that be you? And if it is you, let the world know why. Why are you doing this? Why are you excited about it? Why do you think it's going to add massive value to people's lives? And how can you create curiosity, excitement, and anticipation for your product or service, because you're the person behind it? And this is where it gets very exciting with an online business, because you can literally talk to people directly. If you have a big open day for your business, or you're marketing your retail store or your face-to-face outlet, people have to come and either see you or see you in a group, or it's a little bit more complicated to have a personal conversation. But if I click onto a website, or I click onto some form of social media platform, and I watch a video, you as the business owner can talk directly to me as the consumer. Because when you look into a camera, everybody that's on the other side of that screen will feel like you're talking directly to them. It's one of the big mistakes that people make in business, is you think that when you talk into a camera that there'll be hundreds of people watching or thousands of people watching, and we tend to use group talk. Hello guys, how are you? And hello team, and we're going to do this. And it's all about, as if it seems to be that people are talking to what they think is the World Wide Web, thousands and if not hundreds and thousands of people. But the key to an online business success, and the key to being able to get your message across personally, is that you can look into the camera and talk directly to your target market. And you can share with them why you're doing this. You can even take them through that beautiful process of having a one-on-one conversation, even if they're not there, but they'll feel like you're having a one-on-one conversation with them because you're looking directly into the camera. So if you ask the question, what is your challenge? Are you experiencing this? Has this happened in your life? What if we could fix it? We want to make this better for you, or I want to. I'm the owner of this business. I've created this product or service, and I want to put it into your life to make your life better, safer, easier, healthier, fitter, stronger. And this is how we're going to do it. But before I share with you what we're doing, could I please ask you some questions? My first question would be, what do you want? What's really important to you? If this product or service can do this for you, we think it can do it, but what do you want it to do for you? And why do you want that to happen in your life? How will your life be different or better if this product or service comes into your life? And where would you like that to happen? Where would we put it in your life? Where would we put it in your house? Where would we put it into your headspace? How would it change your life? So what do you want? Why do you want it? Where do you want it? And then is this really important to you? Do you have a time frame? When would you like to put this into your life? When would you like your life to be better because of this product or service? How will you feel when it happens? How will you feel if it doesn't happen? Are you on track or off track to making it happen? Beautiful questions that you can look straight down the camera and talk to your target market personally. If you were your own high performance, and whatever product or service you're selling, you can ask that question. If you were your own high performance real estate agent, car dealer, engineer, piano tuner, exercise professional, doesn't matter, whatever business you're in, ask the question and directly into the camera. If you were your own high performance, and I always use my profession, eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself about putting this product or service into your life? And then very personally, looking directly into the camera, I am the person that's developed this product or service. I want to put it into your life to make your life better, but what do you need from me to make that happen? And I'm sharing this with you because so few people do this in business. It's a personal conversation that you can use on your website, on your Facebook page, on any form of social media platform to promote your online business, your face-to-face business. Doesn't matter what it is that you sell, doesn't matter what it is that you do. you can use your own personality, your own face, your own personal commitment to your product or service to create curiosity, excitement, and anticipation for your product or service. Now, even if you are an established business and you've never done this before, wouldn't that automatically, by creating such a great video, wouldn't it automatically create anticipation for, wow, they're doing something unique and different? And I'll go back to the beginning. If you are constantly asking yourself, how can I create more curiosity about my product or service, more excitement about my product or service, and more anticipation about what we're going to do next, could that put your own headspace into a place where you're constantly thinking about how to make your business better? And again, I'll ask the question, if people are really curious about what's going on in that business, what are they doing there? And they get excited about your new product or service that's coming onto the market, and then they're anticipating how exciting it will be to have that product or service in their life. And even more importantly, that they've made a personal connection with you. And that's the thing about face-to-face is a little bit more difficult, because if you're not good with conversation and you feel uncomfortable with people, or you've got people coming into your business and there's more than one at a time, that all becomes a little bit uncomfortable or awkward. But the beautiful thing about being able to use a camera and looking straight down the eye of the camera, you are now chatting to your target market, and you can do it personally, you can do it genuinely, you can do it with care, with grace, with style, whatever it is that the kind of person that you are. And remember that when you're doing a chat to a camera, if you don't like it, you can just delete it and start again until you've got it to the point where you're really happy with the message that you're communicating with your target market. So if you're starting up a new business, if you're thinking about starting up a new business, if you are an established business and you want to create more curiosity, excitement, and anticipation about your business. And I'll go again that step further. If you work for somebody else, but you can do that for somebody else's business, is it possible that you'll create new members, new clients, new customers, new interest in the business, which means you would become more valuable to the business? So I'm going to use those three words again. How can I, as the owner of the business or somebody who's passionate about this business, create as much curiosity, anticipation, and excitement? And I'll rephrase so it's always in the same order. I need to have as much curiosity, excitement, and anticipation for my product or service, and it's got to be an ongoing daily, weekly, monthly, yearly commitment. Is it possible that I'll be able to grow my business to exactly the place that I want it to be? And remember, the fundamentals of a great business is to do what you're the most passionate about, become the best in the world at it, and add massive value to people's lives. And if people are excited about what you're doing and they're anticipating what you're going to do next, is it possible that your business will be successful and or the business that you work in? So happy choosing your own hours. Choose to be your own boss, and you can be your own boss in somebody else's business if you're adding massive value to the business. And wouldn't it be nice to go on holidays when it suits you, to work with the people that you want to work with a product or service that you're the most excited about, the most passionate about? And if you can pass that passion on, remember, passion stands for pass I on, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, pass I on. My passion for my product or service, I can create that by looking down the eye of the camera and talking to my target market and treating them like they are the most important person to my business, because they are. Make a personal connection with them, and now we have a business where people want to be involved. They're really curious about what we're going to keep doing. They're excited about what we do, and they're anticipating what we're going to do next. Could that make for a successful business? What a great question.